Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Charlie Duff, who's Executive Director of Jubilee Baltimore Incorporated. And Charlie is here this morning to talk to us about how to make Baltimore better and all the things that Jubilee is doing to improve the Middle East part of the city and Mideast part of the city, not Middle East, different parts of Baltimore. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for coming. I know you're busy and you folks do so much good stuff, and I wanted to interview you again. I interviewed you a number of years ago that we both forget.
Yep.
And I'm glad you could come. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Jubilee Baltimore?
Sure. Jubilee is a nonprofit organization, been in business for 36 years, that is since 1980. We have worked in about 35 different Baltimore City neighborhoods during that time, and we've built housing for about 800 families and are now trying to rebuild North Avenue and the neighborhoods around North Avenue, the Station North Arts and Entertainment District, and Central Baltimore, which is a huge amount of fun. It is just and brings us into contact every day with really fascinating people.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I bet. How long have you been with Jubilee?
29 and a half years, going on 30.
Wow.
Yeah. Been a good run so far.
So your background, you from Baltimore?
I'm from Baltimore. Grew up near Pimlico Racetrack. Went off to college and came back. You wouldn't want to miss out on Baltimore. Baltimore, I mean, if you think about the cities in the United States, some of them are all good, some of them are all bad. Baltimore is right in the middle. It's got enough stuff I like to make me happy and enough stuff I don't like to give me something to do.
Yeah, that's true. Baltimore keeps you interested.
Keeps me interested anyway. Maybe I'm just easy to entertain, but I certainly find it endlessly interesting.
Let's see. Jubilee is involved in various, as you've said, community development things in different parts of the city. You said you're working right now on North Avenue.
Yes.
What are you folks doing there?
Well, if you have a mental picture of North Avenue, uh-huh. Get that picture in your mind at the moment. Think about North Avenue around St. Paul Street, Calvert Street, Charles Street, Maryland Avenue. This is a street that was once very, very, very full of people. People doing all kinds of things at all hours of the day and night. I used to go listen to the greatest jazz in the world at the famous ballroom right around the corner. Odell's was a fabulous nightclub, the North Avenue Market. There were movie theaters. There were people coming and going at all hours of the day and night.
Mm-hmm.
North Avenue, by about 5-10 years ago, North Avenue was almost empty. You could walk down the streets day or night and just not see anybody.
Yeah, I remember that.
Not anybody.
Yeah.
And so this place that used to be a great crossroads in the city stopped being anything to anybody. So if you want to build a great city, you need people. Buildings are just the set for the play. People are the play. And North Avenue is got to be a part of Baltimore's play, or Baltimore's just not going to be a very good show.
Yeah,
so yeah. We have worked on a number of buildings in and around North Avenue, Greenmount Avenue over that way. But the object of the game is always to get people into the center of our city, living there, playing there, working there, eating and drinking there, performing there, making things there. I think we started out in that part of town about 10 years ago. We started getting to know the neighborhood and figuring out what they wanted to do, and the neighborhood was more than half vacant. The neighborhood had lost about two-thirds of its people since 1970,
mm-hmm.
and more than half of all pieces of property were either vacant buildings or vacant lots. And so we said, okay, who wants to be here? And the answer appeared to be young artists, the Station North Arts District. And we said, okay, what are they like? What do they want? And we talked to about 800 of them and took a lot of notes and built an apartment building called City Arts, which is at the corner of Greenmount Avenue and Oliver Street. We got a vacant lot from the city and built this building with 69 apartments. People thought it was very strange, but, you know, they said, who's going to want to live opposite Greenmount Cemetery? And it turned out lots of people did. The building leased up at the rate of more than 1.5 apartments a day. And usually, if you've got 69 apartments, you can expect about 35 people to move out every year. City Arts has had about 6 people move out every year.
Wow.
It's been about the most successful apartment building I've ever heard of.
Yeah, so folks are enjoying living there.
Seem to like living there.
Yeah.
And if you go 2 blocks north on Greenmount Avenue, corner of Greenmount and Lafayette, you will see a construction site, and that is City Arts 2. We're building a second one.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, no, it's neat. And the neighborhood is bouncing back. There's a huge, beautiful old factory building on Oliver Street that when I was a kid was the Lebo Clothing Company. You may remember that building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was vacant for 27 years. Well, it's not vacant anymore. It's now the Baltimore Design School, the public school for Baltimore City kids who think that they want to be fashion designers when they grow up, or architects when they grow up, or graphic designers. It's got 600 students in it now, in a building that was vacant for almost 30 years.
That's a step forward.
Yeah, and they come from all over the city. 94% of them are free and reduced meals, and they're learning to be designers, and they're doing it on Oliver Street.
Boy, that's really wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, and we bought a few years ago an old building on North Avenue. It was about the size of 3 football fields and had been vacant for 20 years. And that is now finished, and I could talk about the building, but the building's not what's important. What's important is the people who come there every day and what they do. We've got the Baltimore Jewelry Center, 100 people who make jewelry there. We've got a company that makes computer games. Hmm. There are a lot of computer game companies in Hunt Valley. Not a one of them ever came into Baltimore City until now. And on North Avenue, we've got the first, and they're growing, and they're wonderful people. Very, very, very exciting. It's all about the people, getting interesting people, doing interesting things, and it's happening.
It sounds like to me that that's a very good example of your name, the name of the organization, Jubilee.
Jubilee. Yep.
Jubilee. Why don't you tell folks a little bit? I'm sure we got a lot of church-going folks that listen to this show, but could you tell us a little bit about Jubilee?
Well, sure. Every 7th year in the Bible is a jubilee year, and every 50th year is a sort of a super jubilee year.
Uh-huh.
And ancient Israel was set up so that in every jubilee year, the inequalities of society would get canceled out and people would start over. Our basic vision is for Baltimore to start fresh, for Baltimore to have a new beginning where everybody knows that we've done a lot of bad things to each other in the past, and it's hard for human beings to forget that, and Bill had to eat the apple.
Yeah,
but we've got to do the best we can, because, frankly, that's what God wants us to do, and there's a better side to each of our nature, and that's what our better side wants us to do. So how do we make this city work for everybody? Start over again, start fresh, give everybody a fair shot, give everybody a chance to do what they were put here on earth to do.
Yeah. It's a sizable undertaking, but one that the purpose of which was to remind folks that not just every 7 years or 15 years or whatever it was, but that they should be incorporating that in what they're doing every day.
Every day.
Every day.
You can't just dress up on Sunday and say that's enough.
That's right.
You've got to be the real thing all the time. Well, and I'm not, and probably even you're not.
No, I'm sure not. Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. That's why we're still here trying, right?
Yeah.
But trying to change things for the better is what Jubilee Baltimore is all about.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, well, you folks, how long have you folks been around now?
36 years.
36 years.
And we started small, started with an order of Catholic nuns in Southeast Baltimore who were helping some very poor people who had housing trouble. And they found some friends who knew something about housing, and gradually those people formed an organization. It's now 36 years later, and we're not big, and we're a staff of five people. And we don't get paid a lot, and society doesn't spend a lot of money to have us. But we're pretty efficient, and we get a lot of work done. And whatever we have skills with buildings, but it's not about the buildings. It's about people in this wonderful old city of ours. Our city needs more people, needs people who work together and play together and like each other. And we're lucky that the buildings we've got are a good set for a good play. It's a well-built city. It's a well-designed city. And if we take even marginally good care of it, we can have a pretty good life here.
Indeed. Indeed. Need for volunteers. Donations.
Well, donations, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Volunteers, you know, real estate development is not really
a volunteer thing. Yeah.
I wish it were. People always call us up and say, can I help one day a month? And the answer is, well, no, frankly, because real estate, you know, you've got to do something every day.
What would you push them towards then? If somebody wanted to volunteer to help the North Ave effort, for example.
Okay, there are a million, again, we're just buildings.
Right.
And the buildings that we do and other people do are full of people doing things. And within a five-minute walk of my office, there are probably 40 different charitable organizations that use volunteers a lot better than we do. And if somebody wants to give me a call or send me an email or something, we'll try to connect you with something. There's a lot going on.
Great. How can someone find out more information about Jubilee?
Well, we have a website, jubileebaltimore.org. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest way to do it. Or you can give us a call, 410-327-7373, and somebody will call you back. Those are the two basic ways of doing it.
Great. Or they can send you donations?
Oh, yeah, they can certainly do that.
And
the website will show you how to do that.
Great, great. And that's, once again, www.jubilee, which is J-U-B-I-L-E-E, baltimore.org.
That's right, .org. The org is important.
That's great. I know that you're working in other neighborhoods. We got about 2 minutes left. Charlie, what would you add?
Oh, we have fixed up probably about 300 houses in various neighborhoods for all different kinds of people, And I think We are now working with a lot of renovators in the neighborhoods up around Remington, the fringes of Charles Village, and Mount Vernon, and these mm-hmm. central neighborhoods. Baltimore, it was built to have a spine. Your body has a spine, my body has a spine, and Baltimore City has a spine. And the spine is four or five streets that run north-south from downtown out to, well, Pennsylvania, if you take them far enough.
Right.
And they're the spine of the city. And if you have a good spine, you can get up and walk, and that's true for the city. So, you know, we're trying to make it all work.
Yeah, yeah. And you folks are doing a great job. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for again. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for Jubilee Baltimore?
Jubilee, Baltimore, all one word, jubileebaltimore.org.
And it's 410-327-7373.
That's right.
Great. I want to, that's all we have time for. I want to thank our guest today, Mr. Charlie Duff, who's Executive Director of Jubilee Baltimore, Inc., for being our guest today. Keep up your good work for us.
Bill, this is a hoot. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie. Great. Thank you. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.